family with non-cancelable coverage guaranteed to age 65. Call them at 702-280-6240 or visit the Pro Insurance website at proinsurance.com. That's P-R-O-W-E insurance.com or 702-280-6240. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I've had a lot of folks reach out to me via social media, and the Catherine Cortez Masto phone number, their local office is here, 702-388-5020. That's 702-388-5020. Tell her to vote no on the so-called human infrastructure bill. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. An agreement's been reached between Democrats and Republicans to extend the government's borrowing authority into December. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We have reached agreement to extend the debt ceiling through early December, and it's our hope that we can get this done as soon as today.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell agrees.
Democratic members and staff negotiated through the night in good faith. The Senate is moving toward the plan I laid out yesterday to spare the American people a manufactured crisis.
McConnell made the offer of a short-term extension yesterday. The Central Intelligence Agency says it's creating a top-level working group on China.
CIA Director William Burns calls China the most important geopolitical threat of the 21st century. Now the agency is creating a China Mission Center, part of a broad government effort focused on countering Beijing's influence. The Biden administration has warned of what it describes as rising Chinese aggression on a range of security and economic issues. At the same time, it sought common ground with Beijing on issues like climate change and North Korea. The CIA says it will ramp up efforts to recruit Chinese speakers. It's also creating a mission center focusing on emerging technologies in global issues such as climate change and global health. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Navy says one of its fast attack submarines struck an object while submerged in international waters in the Indo-Pacific region. Two officials speaking on condition of anonymity said the sub was in the South China Sea when the incident happened October 2nd. They said it was not hitting another submarine, and the incident was not publicly disclosed until Thursday to maintain operational security. In a brief written statement, the Navy says there were no life-threatening injuries and the sub remains fully operational. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 337 points, the NASDAQ rose 152. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Anybody out there, we have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7, the story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's 404. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCast Diverti Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Station Casinos gets the go-ahead to build its much-anticipated hotel casino in the Southwest Valley. The Clark County Commission has approved the company's plan to build a 211-room hotel casino on Durango, just south of the 215. Company officials say they plan to break ground on that project called Durango, a Station Casinos resort, early next year. Another record month for Nevada home prices. The median sales price for previously owned single-family homes reached $406,500 in September. That's up nearly 21% compared to the same time last year. Home prices have been hitting all-time highs almost every month this year, with the median sales price increasing by more than $100,000 since January of 2020, a 33% increase in less than 2 years. It's win and come home for the Aces. Las Vegas' WNBA team rolled to a 93-76 victory over the Phoenix Mercury in Game 4 of the WNBA semifinals, forcing a Game 5 in order to break the 2-2 series tie. Tomorrow's winner advances to the finals to face the Chicago Sky, who beat the number one seed Connecticut in 4 games, 3-1. So go, Aces, go.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
We're getting slow flows on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 east at Gillespie, 215 westbound at St. Rose. There's a crash there, consuming the right lane and shoulder, Interstate 15 northbound, that's past Charleston, and look for delays downtown, 515 east at Main Street.
Gather around!
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
All of us are concerned about what's going on relative to the coronavirus, the Delta variant. And a lot of us are asking the question, when's it all going to end? The governor had a news conference at 3 o'clock this afternoon. No news to talk about. Gentleman Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass, just give us a thumbnail sketch of what we learned from the governor this afternoon.
I think the good news is Sisolak says that he doesn't anticipate any new mandates right now. So that appears to be good.
Well, no, wait. But just because we're not going to have any new ones, I'm carrying a mask around with me every day.
Yeah.
And you go inside, and you go inside businesses, and you got a mask up. Is that now? The one thing we have learned in the last couple of days, Lincoln County is the only county that has shown growth to where in another week they may well be able to not be masked. But the rest of us are all stuck with the masks. Unless we have two straight weeks of moderate or low infection.
Basically, what the governor was talking about is the efforts of the FEMA surge teams, quote unquote. And these are the people that have been going around to the areas where there's low vaccination rates, like those of you living in 89030 zip code. They saw a 22% change in the doses administered, so he was kind of praising those people for finally getting out there. But he also is bringing up the numbers again statewide. The governor says 63% of the eligible population has initiated the vaccinations, and pretty much 55% are fully vaccinated. So I didn't see anything about the masks going away anytime soon.
Well, and that's the deal. But apparently, what the deal is you have two straight weeks with low or moderate infections, and all of a sudden we are then eligible to have the mask mandate go away. I don't know it's going to happen anytime soon, but at least we're moving in the right direction.
And that's the good news. We are moving in the right direction, and I guess eventually the masks will come off. But do we have to hit a certain number? If we do, I mean, somebody's just grabbing a number and throwing it out there.
Well, and that's the whole thing. The metrics, and he's done it this way all the way through. When people would ask him at news conferences, well, tell us what the metrics are. What is the goal we have to hit in order for to be done with this, or to be done with that, or to make sure we don't have to do this or that or the other thing? That is something that this governor, he's just been awful at communicating.
I agree, and nobody knows. I mean, it's a novel coronavirus. We said that at the beginning, but now here we are. We're a year and a half into this whole situation. So where do we go from here? I guess the good news of all this is there's no new mask mandates, but I know you are fully vaccinated and you would like to take the masks off.
And I'm ready. I'm ready. Now the question is the rest of us, what's going to happen? And what's interesting, Peter McCullough was on with Laura Ingraham last night. This is cut six, Jim. Are we on the road to getting out from under the pandemic? And the question is it natural immunity, which is something that we've talked about on this show ad nauseum, probably for a lot of you. And I'll simply tell you, I think that is probably what's going to happen. And when enough people have had the disease, we will have a natural immunity, herd immunity, if you will. But let's go to cut six. This is Peter McCullough, was on with Laura Ingraham last night.
Whenever big government and big pharma get together, Americans need to ask a lot of questions, since our media obviously will not. Whatever Fauci said, the press took as gospel, regardless of what the actual data showed. When the government fought so hard to kill hydroxychloroquine, I knew their lies and half-truths would multiply, and they did. even a half-wit knows now that our own public health officials knew more than they were letting on about the work being done in Wuhan. So why did they dismiss that lab leak theory so vigorously? What were they afraid of? We're going to find out eventually. And the drama will rival anything Hollywood has put out in years. Let's just hope all the villains get their comeuppance in the end for how they misled America. And that's the angle. Joining me now is Dr. Peter McCullough, internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, and Harvey Risch, Yale School of Medicine epidemiologist. Dr. McCullough, the rejection of clear science early on in this pandemic, it was so obvious to me as a non-medical professional, because I have people like you guys and other really smart people who are not political advising the angle. Where are we now in all of this, given what we know is true and untrue about what they've said?
We're following an ever-building story that natural immunity is robust, complete, and durable. And on the September 17th issue of the British Medical Journal, Block summarized in a wonderful report that using census and CDC estimates, 120 million Americans now have had COVID-19. Whether they're vaccinated or not, they've had the real infection, and they have durable immunity. That represents 44% of those ages 18 to 49. That large block has a negligible risk of COVID-19. They can basically release their fear of getting the infection again. It doesn't happen in any significant risk whatsoever. And there's six studies now showing that if they're needlessly vaccinated, there's excess harm. So I think that's a clear message Americans should take home, that natural immunity is really the backstop of us getting out of the pandemic.
Okay. I've had it. You've had it.
Yes.
Gentleman Jim.
Yep.
Do you worry about getting it again?
Not really. No.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm out there among the public all the time, sometimes with masks, sometimes like in a bar setting or a restaurant setting without masks. And I got to tell you, I'm not worried.
I see people literally walking down the street in, you know, whatever it is, 89 degree temperatures.
Yeah.
They're by themselves. There's nobody within 100 yards of them, and they're wearing a mask. And I'm thinking they're just not listening to the right people, because even if you're outdoors and the wind is blowing at a nice comfortable 8 miles per hour, you still should be okay. Even if you don't have a mask, even if you're in a high risk group, that's what they say. I mean, that's outside. It's inside where people have the trouble.
See, and my whole thing is, what is the difference? There are tons of people that don't get it indoors, and there are people that get it outdoors. I don't know that with all the NFL games and the NBA games and NHL getting ready to start their season, I don't know that there's been a huge spike, that there's been the infamous super spreader. I love that term.
And I don't know why people don't talk about the blood types. People with type O positive blood, like myself, I didn't even really know that I had it until they called me up long after I went to get tested. And they said, oh, yeah, you had it. I go, oh, okay, yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, no, and they say that they do all these studies and test groups and placebos and for the life of me, I don't know why that hasn't been a bigger deal, because I've heard that not just from you, but I've heard it from other people as well.
Very minor symptoms. The only thing that I had that was really out of the ordinary is I was smelling phantom smells, like burnt plastic or something like that, and it wasn't there. I just couldn't really smell.
Well, I mean, no, and that's one of the symptoms.
Yeah.
Is the lack of a sense of smell or taste.
Right, and in lieu of that, I was smelling what I thought was like burnt plastic. It was a phantom smell. It wasn't really there, but I would try to smell something, and that's what I was getting.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That is incredible. More to come as we continue. We'll talk more about this and maybe add you into the mix. You want to call me, you can. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The year 2030 is a pivotal year for U.S. demographics. According to the U.S. Census Bureau's 2017 national population projections, by 2030, all baby boomers will be older than 65. What does that mean for those getting ready to retire now? For answers, we turn to America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do you think of that?
Well, Steve, it's all about having a proper plan, isn't it? I mean, we look at, well, we're putting money, we sock money into 401ks or wherever, individual stock market, whatever we're doing to try to build money for retirement. If you are doing that, now I'm speaking your language. If you're not, it's time to start, because most companies don't have pensions anymore. So we have to build our own pension. Building our own personal pension, very important. We call it pension maximization. Based on the money we've put away in our 401ks and the money that we put in the market or whatever, we have lump sums. I call that a lump sum time bomb, because we really don't know what that lump sum can translate to as far as a lifetime income that neither us or our spouse can outlive. Steve, that's the most important thing for peace of mind in retirement or approaching retirement, is knowing that we have income that's going to be there all the way through retirement. Way too many folks listening don't have this done. Every single time we meet with folks, about 5 out of 6 people have never heard about this. So let's make sure to get that pension maximization plan. You can also do it yourself if you want. You go to wealthreportcard.com, but we'll do it for you in a 22-step process behind the scenes. We start with a blank piece of paper. We design a plan based on what you want, need, and desire, based on what you put aside. The next 10 people who call, Steve, this is over $1,000 value, because I'm going to give you a box set and a set of books as well. $1,000 value to get that peace of mind taken care of, no cost right now.
That sounds great, Coach. Give us a call, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or just text the word VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so here's the deal. Do you remember the president the other night in, what is it, Perry, Alabama? I think it is Perry, Alabama. or Perry, Georgia. Perry, Georgia. And the former president, Donald J. Trump, was out on the stump. It was really good stuff this past weekend. And mentioned Stacey Abrams. And on CNN was on with Aaron Burnett and responded to the Trump comments. This was fascinating. And by the way, if you think the president, the former president, is not going to continue to do this, you're nuts. He loves this. He relishes this. This was Stacey Abrams last night on CNN with Aaron Burnett.
As you speak out, there are many who listen, some who support you and some who do not. So one of those, well, at least one of those used to be former President Trump. But he recently invoked your name multiple times at a rally in your state of Georgia, and he slammed your Republican Governor Brian Kemp for refusing to back Trump's big lie and overturn the election. Here's what he said.
When Stacey Abrams says, I'm not going to concede, that's okay. No problem. Oh, she's not going to concede. She's not going to concede. Of course, having her, I think, might be better than having your existing governor, if you want to know the thing. Stacey, would you like to take his place? It's okay with me.
Okay. So, of course, you ran against Governor Kemp. But now you've got the former president out there saying these things about you. Does him invoking your name like this help or hurt you?
It's irrelevant. His posture is not relevant to the work that I'm doing or to the positions I take. My responsibility is to do what I can to ensure that no matter who you are and no matter who you choose, that you have the freedom to vote in the United States. And that is why we have to keep laser focused on the assault on our democracy, an assault that not only happened on January 6th, but has happened again and again since that time in state houses that have restricted access to the right to vote and constricted not only that, but the ability of election workers to do their jobs. We are seeing election workers being put under direct assault.
Yes.
And that is something we have to push back against. We have to stop the subversion of our elections. And because we're in a generational moment mm-hmm. of redistricting, we have to ensure that every single voter has the right to pick their leaders, not be picked by their politicians based on who they think they'll vote for.
That's Stacey Abrams. A lot of people believe she's going to be a force in the Democrat Party for a long time to come. I have my doubts. I think she's a one-trick pony and is not I don't think she's going to be on the national stage, if that's what you're asking. I just don't think so. I will tell you this, though, that in the state of Georgia, she might end up winning the governorship or some other statewide office just because she has a political organization, and I get that. But I will tell you this, she's a fascinating individual. When you listen to some of the stuff she wants, she is the most radical of radical progressives. She is like way out there. And that's what's so incredibly sad, that she is she's getting the sort of traction that she's getting. I want you to hear just very quickly a montage of how the media is looking to clamp down on what we call school board parents, the parents that you see in these news clips where they're screaming at the school board members or board of trustee, as we call them, board of trustee members here around the country, at school board members and school board parents. But it's interesting that you can tell that the fake news media is rooting against parents and for these radical school board members. This is a cut number four, and this is a montage. Here we go.
In a version of America where school board meetings have become the new culture war battlegrounds, with children caught in the crosshairs, sometimes literally and sometimes figuratively.
Right now, everyone from the Proud Boys to the Oath Keepers to QAnon influencers are trying to encourage their members, their followers, their maniacs to show up at school board hearings.
Some behavior is so bad, it's being compared to domestic terrorism.
This becomes a security crisis, in a sense, for the nation.
How one Republican senator is pretending school board harassment and intimidation aren't off the charts.
Similar tactics to what happened on January 6th that now are being turned against school boards nationwide in a trend that's really disturbing and sinister.
Conservatives manufactured outrage over masks and history lessons, took our school boards hostage like a bunch of screaming maniacs.
That's what you're getting from the